This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang joins me. And the fear is that the U.S. is being overwhelmed by a drug, a chemical drug that can be cooked by one individual wearing a hazmat suit called fentanyl. The fear is that the 108,000 deaths I've read recorded fentanyl-related last year are going to be exceeded this year. The fear is that driving the Mexican cartels, Sinaloa as mentioned, Jalisco, Jalisco New Generation, all very elaborate, integrated into the system of manufacturing, smuggling pills into the U.S., is China. China now also not only providing precursors to these chemical factories of poison, but also laundering. So we're very pleased to welcome laundering the proceeds. Bill Gertz, the national security correspondent for the Washington Times. He is most recently author of Deceiving the Sky, Inside Communist China's Drive for Global Supremacy. Bill, my information is often out of date. How does it work that the People's Republic gets involved in fentanyl trade to Mexico into the United States? Good evening to you.
Hi, good evening, John. Thanks for having me on. I took a look at this and using the news hook of the Chinese announcing August 5th that they were suspending talks with the United States on counter-narcotics that had been underway for a number of years. And I spoke with a number of current and former officials who told me that they're going to expect an increase in the amount of fentanyl, which is already at record levels coming into the United States, and that this is going to lead to more overdose deaths of Americans. As you mentioned, over 100,000 in the past year, and according to statistics, we're on track to even exceed that number. This is truly a crisis, and China is directly involved. The way it was explained to me by two former counter-narcotics officials, Jim Carroll and Udom Dhillon, who are the White House drug czar and the acting DEA administrator, who I interviewed for the piece, was that back in 18, President Trump pressed Chinese President Xi Jinping to stop the importation. And they believe that it's not directly government related. But at that time, the imports of Chinese fentanyl and related precursors, but mainly fentanyl that was coming in through the mail and through backpacks of drug mules, sharply decreased, which shows that the Chinese government can control the flow. But what happened was they shifted from sending directly into the U.S. to sending it into Mexico. And so there's a new alignment with drug cartels in Mexico, the Jalisco and Sinaloa cartels, as you mentioned, with the Chinese that are providing both fentanyl and precursor chemicals. And with the border being open as it is, the fentanyl coming in is skyrocketing. In July alone, Customs and Border Protection seized 2,130 pounds of fentanyl. And that was nearly as much as fentanyl seized in all of 2019. And so if that's what they seized, you can imagine how much actually got through. So, yeah, we've got to deal with this threat. I mean, it's killing Americans in record numbers.
Gordon, you have a question for our friend Bill.
Bill, the Chinese central government and the Communist Party run a near total surveillance state. These fentanyl gangs are large, they're far-flung, they're international in scope. The Communist Party has to know what's going on, especially because the fentanyl gangs launder proceeds through the Chinese state banking system. It seems to me that the United States has the means to stop Chinese fentanyl coming in from the U.S. For instance, we can disconnect Chinese banks from the global financial system because they need dollar correspondence in New York, but also because of our other relations with China, and yet we don't do it. Why don't we actually take effective steps to stop the flow of deadly fentanyl into the U.S.?
Well, yeah, and that you're right on target. The blame goes on the Biden administration. They've adopted a diplomatic approach to this severe threat, and I quoted a Congressional Research Service report that came out just in July, and it said that the administration is, instead of really trying to cut off the supplies, they've sought engagement with the Chinese. Totally failed so far. Now, they said, you know, China has done some things. They have categorized some precursor chemicals as definitely controlled precursors, but they haven't. And according to the CRS report, there's at least three precursor chemicals that are coming from China, which the Chinese government has done nothing to control. So they're definitely, and I spoke with a State Department official who told me that during these talks, the Chinese never want to agree to do anything specific. They all want to talk in generalities. And that's because the Chinese Communist Party sees this as a way to weaken the United States. The Chinese strategy under Xi Jinping is called the China Dream, which I call the China Nightmare. And that goal is to become the supreme leader of the world, to dominate the world. And in order to do that, they have to weaken and ultimately destroy the United States. So the fentanyl crisis fits into Chinese strategy to weaken and ultimately destroy the United States.
In your coverage of this, Bill, you mentioned the Chinese foreign ministry spokesperson Wang said the U.S. is to blame for the breakdown. The quote you provide, the responsibility of undermining China-U.S. counter-narcotics cooperation rests entirely with the U.S. side. He went on to say that sanctions on the MPS, Institute of Forensic Science, undermine cooperation. What's he pointing to? And what is the MPS, Institute of Forensic Science?
Yeah, this is a Ministry of Public Security, which is part of the intelligence and security apparatus in communist China. They are involved in this fentanyl trade, according to the sanctions that were imposed by the administration on this forensic institute. And the Chinese reacted to that and said that for that reason, they were blaming the U.S. for undermining cooperation. When, again, the Chinese, like they do with North Korea, they're playing a double game. Their propaganda says they're trying to solve and work to end the fentanyl shipments to the United States or Mexico. And at the same time, they're facilitating these transports or looking the other way. And I spoke with David Asher, who is a State Department, former State Department official. And he told me that based on what the Chinese are doing, it's actually a covert opioid war with the U.S. And it's getting worse because PRC operatives have taken over money laundering across the U.S. and Canada. So this shows that they're actually, you know, getting into the distribution end of things, not just the production end of things. Jim Carroll, the former White House drug czar I spoke to, I interviewed, said that the U.S. is doing good on the treatment side. We're making progress in that area. But unless we stop this flow in, the fentanyl problem is going to continue and the overdose deaths are going to increase.
Let me make certain I understand. This is state security. The complaint is that we have identified state security as a bad actor and therefore they won't cooperate with us because this is secret police. Is that correct, who we're talking
yes.
about here?
Yes. And they were blacklisted in May of 2020. And again, the reason that they were blacklisted was not for their fentanyl role. It was because they are involved in the repression of ethnic Uyghurs in Western Xinjiang province. And so China seized on this. Again, they're denying that they're engaged in genocide against the Uyghur ethnic minorities. So that's, again, part of their anti-U.S. position. And again, yeah, the idea is that the U.S. is to blame for this is totally ridiculous. But again, it's a powerful propaganda narrative being promoted by the Chinese government.
Gordon, we have about a minute.
Bill, rainbow fentanyl is fentanyl mixed with dyes to make it look like candy. And clearly fentanyl is now being marketed to American children. Do we know whose idea it is to mix it with dyes? Was it the Mexican cartels or was it China?
I don't know that for certain. My guess is that the Mexican cartels are probably behind that, because they are key to the distribution networks. They find as many ways as possible to fool the Customs and Border Protection and other screening mechanisms that are trying to keep these drugs out of the country. So this was just another way that they are seeking to transport this drugs. And again, I spoke with Udom Dhillon, who was the acting DEA administrator under the Trump administration. And he said the cartels literally control all the transportation networks in northern Mexico all the way up to the U.S. border. And then once they get to the border, it's very easy to get this stuff across the border.
Bill Gertz, national security correspondent, Washington Times, author most recently of Deceiving the Sky. Gordon Chang at Gordon G. Chang. I'm John Batchelor.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.